Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballava Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Ballava Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Banatyari. Jamuna Tira Banatyari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballava Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Ballava Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Sri Sri Radha Madhava Ki Jai. Nitya Lila Vishnu Misupadi Devangri Sila Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sila Prabhupada Ki Iskan Samstapakacharya Divine Grace the Prabhupada Ki Ananda Guri Vaishnavrinda Ki Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Namacharya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sri Gaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go Shama Kun Radha Kun Giri Govardhana Ki ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की, बोलो श्री रामन रेति धाम की, श्री श्री कृष्ण बलदाव की, ताए गौर प्रेमानंदी. All glories to the assembled body. All glories to the assembled body. All glories to the assembled body. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svaparandhikam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Vinibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. So again, it's a very great honor for me to be here in New Raman Reti Dham at the lotus feet of this most beautiful Sri Sri Gornitai and very lovely Radha Shyam Sundar and most ecstatic Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, to be at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and to be with all the wonderful residents of New Raman Reti Dham. I feel like a little mosquito here, so many wonderful old God brothers are here that I haven't seen for a long time. I'm just a little mosquito, but I'll try to render some service to you by taking you to Vrindavan without ticket, without visa, and no security check. And I was thinking what to discuss today, because yesterday we saw this wonderful movie, Mahavatar Nrisimha. And we read in, what is it, Chaitanya Mangala by Lochan Das Thakur, that Mahaprabhu used to listen 100 times to Nrisimha Prahlad Maharaj Leela and Dhruva Maharaj Leela. So I was thinking about Dhruva Maharaj Leela, but actually coming up is Jamashtami. I won't be here. We're leaving tomorrow. I'm very sad to leave. We had such a wonderful time. We thank all the wonderful devotees of New Raman Reti. We were treated with such affection and love here. And even my assistant, he was saying, now I understand why everybody wants to move here. So we'll discuss the Braj side of Jamashtami Leela, because we all know the Mathura side very well. But Jiva Goswami and our Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, they have explained how Krishna actually appeared in Gokul, and we're going to hear all about that. Hare Krishna. So there was one great king named Devamita, and he had two wives. One was a Kshatriya, which is natural, and one was a Vaishya, which is also permitted. From the Kshatriya wife, he got a son named Surasen. We've all heard this before, huh? And Surasen's son was Vasudev. And from the Kshatriya, the Vaishya wife, he got a son named Parjanya Maharaj. And Jiva Goswami explains that since he was born from the Vaishya wife, he became king of the cowherds. And eventually he made his kingdom in Gokul, on the other side of the Jamuna River. And he had five sons, Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Sunanda, and Nandan. So we see Nanda Maharaj is the middle son. In his old age, as is the parampara, he turned the kingdom over to his eldest son, Upananda. But after some time, Upanandi called a meeting of all the cowherds. In that meeting, he began to describe the glories of Nanda Maharaj. In fact, it appeared that he had five mouths as he described Nanda Maharaj's glories. And Nanda Maharaj's head went down. He was embarrassed. And then he made a proposal in this meeting that actually Nanda Maharaj is more qualified than me, and I'm Upananda. Just like when I was president, that's Ajaksh. When I was president of Krishna Balaram Mandir, my Upajaksh, my vice president, was my dear godbrother Purn Chand. So Upa means the vice president. So I'm Upananda, the follower of Nanda. So I make this proposal that Nanda Maharaj should become the king. And on hearing this, all the Brijbasis were very happy. And they immediately passed a resolution that Nanda Baba should become the king. And everyone in Braj was very, very happy with this resolution. Our GBC, if they could pass a resolution that everybody was happy with, they'd be happy. But this is Braj. It's a magic place. Magic things like this can happen. Nearby, there was a very wonderful gopa named Sumukha. And he had a lovely daughter named Yashoda. And seeing Nanda and Yashoda's matching qualities, they arranged their wedding together. And everyone was very, very happy under the reign of Nanda and Yashoda. They had no problem whatsoever. Only problem that was beating on their hearts was that Nanda and Yashoda had no child. Many years went by, no child was coming. Sometimes the citizens would say, you perform this demigod worship, you perform this puja, you do this yajna. He only had faith on his Shalagram Maharaj. If Lord Vishnu desires, I'll get child. If he doesn't, I'll... But to keep his citizens happy, he would do these Devi Devata pujas, he would follow these yajnas, but no child came. Because we read in Radhakrishna Gana Desidipika that Nanda Baba, he had a salt and pepper beard. I mean, so many white hairs are there. It's like now all my pepper's gone. Even Yashoda had some gray hairs, you know. So they had no child for a long time. So one day in Braj, very strange lady appeared. She was very old and she had a long white braid and she was wearing saffron like a sadvi. She had two little children with her. They're obviously her grandchildren. And the Brijbasis, they have too much faith on sadhus and sadvis. So they all bow down at her feet. From where do you come? What is your name? And what is it that you desire? And she said, I'm coming from Avantipur. And my name is Purnamasi. I'm the mother of Sandipani Muni, and these are my grandchildren, Nandimukhi and Madhumangal. And I'm very expert in Jyotish. Jyotish means astrology, studying the Jyoti, the light of the stars. And I have calculated that very soon Nanda and Yashoda will get a son. Now we heard that Yashoda had a girl. But in the first verse of the 10th canto, 5th chapter, first verse, Prabhupada explains that Bisvanatha Chakravarti and Jiva Goswami have proved with various shastras that Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And we're going to hear about that. Actually, one thing I forgot was in the 5th chapter, same 5th chapter in the 18th verse, there's a very wonderful sloka. It explains a very amazing thing. I thought it was very astounding. So we have the verse up there. Tata arabhyanandasya vraja sarva samridhiman hadir nivasatma gunai rama kridam abun ripa. O Maharaj Prikshit, the home of Nanda Maharaj is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his transcendental qualities, and therefore always naturally endowed with the opulence of all wealth. Yet, Beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there, it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. Now listen to what Prabhupada says here. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi sahasra sata sambrava sevyamanam govindamari purusham tamham bhajami. The abode of Krishna is always served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Wherever Krishna goes, the goddess of fortune naturally resides with him. The chief of all the goddesses of fortune is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Krishna's appearance in the land of Vraj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Srimati Radharani, would also appear there very soon. Let me read that again. Krishna's appearance in the land of Vraj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Radharani, would also appear there very soon. In other words, the Prabhupada is saying, Jamasthami is just a trailer. The real festival is Radhastami. He says, Jamasthami means that very soon Radhastami is coming. So anyway, she told that very soon Nandini Yashoda will get a son. And I want to see that event, so make a little grass shack for me on the bank of the Jumuna, and I will stay there and see this event. So the Brijbasis immediately made a little grass shack for her, and she began to stay there with Nandimukhi and Madhumangal. One day when Nanda Baba and Yashoda were alone, she came to them and she said, if you actually want to get a son, you have to do one thing. You have to very carefully follow all the Ekadasi vrats for one full year. You very carefully follow all the Ekadasi vrats for one full year. Because the Brijbasis, most of them are simple cowherd people. They don't necessarily follow Ekadasi. If you go on the walking Prikama with Radharaman Maharaj in Kartik, you'll see an Ekadasi day. Brijbasis there making their rotis. So she told, you very carefully follow these Ekadasis. How many Ekadasis in 1 year? 24. And if it's Adhik Mas? 26. You follow them very carefully. Now you're going to see the power of Ekadasi. If we have any new people here not following, you can learn from the older devotees here how to follow Ekadasi. Don't have to fast completely, just from beans and grains like that, and chant some extra rounds. So then, Nanda and Yashoda, for one full year, they very carefully followed Ekadasi Vrat. And during that year, strange occurrences would happen. Nanda Baba would come back in the evening from herding the cows, and he would sit down, and he would turn on the TV. No, that's what you guys do. Nanda Baba would sit down, and he'd read Ramayana. Because for the Brijbasis, Ram is Bhagwan. Krishna hamara lala hai. He's our son. Ram to Bhagwan hai. If you go in the village, you'll see they greet each other. Ram Ram ji. Ram Ram bhai. So he would sit and read Ramayana. And Yashoda would be in the kitchen cooking the dal and roti. He would, suddenly from the corner of his eye, he would see sitting in Yashoda's lap this blackish boy like a monsoon cloud, with lotus petal eyes, curly black hair, tiny little hands and feet. And he would look, and nothing was there. Yashoda, she'd be busy making the rotis, and she'd see out of the corner of her eye in Nanda Baba's lap this beautiful blackish boy like a lump of blue musk, with beautiful lotus petal eyes, curly black hair, and peacock feather in his crown. He was so beautiful. And she would look and nothing was there. Sometimes they would see him running around the house and they'd look, nobody's there. For one full year, these strange things went on. One day, it was the month of Magh. Actually, it was Magh Purnima, the full moon of the month of Magh. It was very, very cold in Braj. And Nanda Baba was sleeping on his bed underneath his nice warm Rajai quilt. And Mother Yasoda, she was sleeping on her bed with her nice warm quilt. Suddenly Nanda Baba got dream. Within his dream, he saw within his heart this beautiful blackish boy, like a fresh monsoon cloud, beautiful lotus petal eyes, curly black hair, peacock feather in his hair, beautiful reddish palms of his hands and feet, and so sweet. And as he watched, that boy went across the room and established himself in the heart of Mother Yasoda. As soon as that boy was established in the heart of Mother Yasoda, Nanda Baba's dream broke. He sat up, his whole body was trembling, his hairs were standing on end, tears were coming from his eyes. He looked, Mother Yasoda was also sitting on her bed, looking very surprised. Her body was trembling, her hairs were standing on end, she was also tears in her eyes. And they looked at each other, they want to speak, but they're so ecstatic, they can't speak. Nanda Baba said, and Mother Yasoda said, you, and Nanda Baba shook his head, and Mother Yasoda said, and Nanda Baba said, you. They can't speak, but they both understood they had the very same dream at the very same time simultaneously. And from that day, Mother Yasoda began to manifest all the symptoms of being with child. All the symptoms of being with child. And all the old ladies in the village understood. Because in America, we say you can fool some of the people all of the time, all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool mom. Just like one time, I met my daughter, Gopalanandini, in L.A. We were going to L.A. Rath Yatra. They've been doing wonderful Rath Yatra for almost 50 years, I think, at least now. And they had two tents. One was for the children. They had the rock bands and everything. Not the young people, I should say. And there was another tent where the regular programs were going on. And I saw she was with all her friends, so I figured she'd get her way with her friends back to the temple. So I came back. And then next day she told me that I want to go to San Francisco Rath Yatra with you. I said, okay, first we'll call Akuti and find out. So I called Akuti. And I told her that she was to come to San Francisco. You don't know what happened? Those kids, they stayed on Venice Beach all night. Nobody goes there at night. It's so dangerous. You're right there. You don't even know. She's 3,000 miles away. She knows what's going on. So you can't fool mom. So all the ladies, they understood. The old lady, the Mother Yasoda's with child. And the news went like garam jalebis. Through the village, and nobody can wait. Mother Yasoda's with child. Mother Yasoda's with child. After some time, Mother Yasoda became very, very big and pregnant. That reminds me of another pastime. One time, Prabhupada was in Hawaii, and after the Bhagavatam class, he saw two of his disciples very, very big and pregnant. And just like a grandfather smiles at the grandchild, granddaughter, Prabhupada smiled at them. He said, a tree is most beautiful when it is full with fruit, and a woman is most beautiful when she's full with child. And then somebody said, and Prabhupada, disciple, when is disciple most beautiful? And Prabhupada turns and says, you do not know it? He became very grave. He was silent. Everyone else was silent. Everybody froze. Everyone was afraid to speak. And Prabhupada said, when he follows the order of the spiritual master, then the disciple, he's most beautiful. But a tree is most beautiful when it's full with fruit, and a woman is most beautiful when she's full with child. So in our old Vedic culture, there was always a special house in the compound or a special room in the house called Prasutigar, maternity room. So Mother Yasoda, when she came near to giving birth, she went to stay in the Prasutigar, in the maternity room. And one nurse was there. Because in the old days, there were so many midwives, they knew all the things to do. No need to go to the hospital. They knew all the things. So Mother Yasoda was staying there with the nurse. One day, It was the eighth day of the dark half of the month of Bhadra, Krishna Paksh Ashtami, Krishnashtami day. And the nurse went out to do some errands. While she was out, she felt a little tired. She thought she'd take a snap. Something between a nap and a snap, nap and a sleep, we call a snap. But she lay down and she fell fast asleep. Meanwhile, Mother Yasoda was waiting for the nurse to come. She never came. She tried to sleep, but somehow it's just a restless night. She's sleeping on this side. She's sleeping on that side. She's sleeping on the back side. She's sleeping on this side, that side. No sleep the whole night. All of a sudden, midnight came. And she felt, now, child is coming. Child is coming. And she's never had a child before. She's all alone. I lived in India for more than 40 years. I've seen all the young girls, they go home to their mother's house when they want to have a child. Because she never had a child before. Her mother had so many children, so she goes home for the mother's house. She's all alone. And she's not a spring chicken, you know. And she's having baby and nobody's there. Anyway, anyhow, she delivered this beautiful baby girl. And from her heart came this beautiful blackish boy like a monsoon cloud with lotus petal eyes, curly black hair. So auspicious markings on his pink little hands and feet. But she was so tired she fell asleep. She didn't notice it. This, from her heart came this beautiful boy. So meanwhile, we know over in Mathura side, we'll go to Mathura for a little bit, that four-armed Vasudeva appeared before Vasudeva and Devaki. They prayed to him to hide this. They offered so many beautiful prayers. They said, you please hide this form. And then Vishnu told them that you take me across the Jamuna and exchange me with the girl child of Nanda Baba and return with that girl child. So all of a sudden, all the guards, they were in their constitutional position. And Vasudeva and Devaki's shackles, they automatically opened. And all the doors automatically opened. We thought this automatic door was something new. 5,000 years ago, they had automatic door. And Vasudeva went out with Vasu. He carried him in a basket, but because there's no word in English, it's not very good for transcendental language. It was a serpi. Serpi is this little wicker thing that you throw the wheat up in the air and the wind blows away the chaff and the wheat grains fall back in. It's a very simple thing. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He should come in a golden throne, but he came in this little household thing, a serpi. And Vasudeva got to the Jamuna. Now this is second month of rainy season. Bhadra means the first second month of rainy season. The Jamuna was in spate. He entered into the water, and Jamuna kept rising higher and higher, and finally he was holding that serpi up, and he's saying, koi lo, koi lo, koi mira lala le lo, somebody please take my child, koi lo, koi lo. So that ghat became known as Koila ghat. And Braj Foundation now has fixed it up very, very beautifully. Suddenly, Krishna stuck his lotus foot out of the basket and touched Jamuna, and she immediately came down ankle deep. Because she wasn't rising from floodwaters, she was rising from desire to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. And Vasudeva very easily crossed over. In the dark, he didn't see that Vasudeva Krishna merged with the original Brajinda Nandan Shyam Sundar, who was already lying there. In the Krishna book, Prabhupada says, when Krishna appears, all the avatars and expansions merge within the body of Brajinda Nandan Shyam Sundar. So he merged into the body of Brajinda Nandan Shyam Sundar. He took that girl and went back to Mathura. We know the rest of that Leela. So anyway, in the early morning, all of a sudden, the peacocks began to cry. Ew! 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 The nurse woke up. Oh, the whole night has passed. I slept the whole night. I left Mother Yasoda alone. She ran to the Prasutigar. She opened the door. When she opened the door, she saw lying on the bed next to Mother Yasoda, like a lump of blue musk, this beautiful blackish boy with lotus petal eyes and beautiful curly hair and tiny, tiny fingers and toes and very pinkish feet. In fact, one of his fingers is stuck in the curls of his hair. He can't get it out. He's trying to get it out. And she squealed with delight. As soon as she squealed with delight, Mother Yasoda woke up. She saw this beautiful blackish boy lying on the bed next to her. She just grabbed him and held him close to her breast. And she's feeling, oh, he's so soft like butter. And so sweet and soft and so wonderful. And that nurse immediately ran to the goshala where Nanda and his brothers were milking the cows. And she came there and she opened her mouth to make an announcement. But she's so excited, no sound came out. The cowherdman said, Yasoda had a child? A son? Then Nanda Baba, he almost fainted. He said, now we have to decorate the cows with silver and gold to give charity to the Brahmins. We have to make a feast. We have to do this. And his brother said, look, you go see your child. We'll take care of everything. It's an old Vedic culture. All the brothers lived together with their wives, and everyone helped one another. He said, why are we here? You go see your child. We'll take all the arrangements. We'll make all the arrangements. You go. Nanda Baba wasn't even touching the ground. He was just swimming in the ocean of transcendental bliss. He came to the Prasutigar, fraternity house. He came inside, but Rohini has got there first. And she has her chadar pulled like this. And she has her hand out, bakshish. Just like if you go to that temple in Gokul, as soon as you come in, they'll close the curtain and then say, oh, these guys are from America. They got a lot of money. All right. You give money, we'll open the curtain. So this has been going on since 5,000 years. So Nanda Baba, he took that beautiful golden necklace on his neck, and he gave it to Mother Rohini. And Mother Rohini pulled back the curtain, and Nanda Baba saw this beautiful bluish boy with curly hair, his fingers still stuck in the curl, he's trying to get it out, sitting on the lap of Mother Yasoda, and he was in ecstasy. And all the Brijbasis, they all came running. And they all began to dance and sing. Everyone was so happy. Nandagara, Nandabayo Jai Kaneya Lalaki. Nandagara, Nandabayo Jai Kaneya Lalaki. Gar means home. In Nanda's home, there's Anand, there's bliss today. Bayo means, oh, brothers. You know, bayo means brother, but when it's in vocative sense, bayo, oh, brothers. There's bliss in Nanda's home today. His little Kaneya Lal is born. Nandagara, Nandabayo Jai Kaneya Lalaki. Nandagara, Nandabayo Jai Kaneya Lalaki. Jai Kaneya Lalaki. Jai Kaneya Lalaki, Jai Kaneya Lalaki, Jai Kaneya Lalaki, Jai Kaneya Lalaki, Jai Kaneya Lalaki. Nandagara, Nandabayo, Jai Kaneya Lalaki. Atidini, Goradini, Ordini, Palki. Atidini, Goradini, Ordini, Palki. Hati means elephant, you know, just like Hastinapur. So Nanda Baba Raj is giving in charity. He gave Hati, elephants. Gora means horse. He gave horses. When he ran out of horse and elephant, he gave Palki, palakins. Hatti dini goradini ordini palki. Hatti dini goradini ordini palki. Nandagara nandabayo jai kaniya lalke. Nandagara oh nandagara nandabayo jai kaniya lalke. Jai Kaniya Lal Ki, Jai Kaniya Lal Ki. Nandagara Nandabayo Jai Kaniya Lal Ki. Hatti Dini Gora Dini Ordini Palki. Hatti Dini Hatti dini gora dini ordini palki. Nandagara nandabayo jai kaniya lalke. Oh nandagara nandabayo jai kaniya lalke. Jai Kaniya Lal Ki, Jai Kaniya Lal Ki. Jai Kaniya Lal Ki, Jai Kaniya Lal Ki. Nandagara Nandabayo Jai Kaniya Lal Ki. Nandagara nandabayo jai kaniya lal ki. Jawanin ko hatti gore budin ko palki. Jawanin ko hatti gore budin ko palki. Jawan means almost like English, young. To the young people he gave horse and elephant. To the old people, now walking with three feet, huh? To the old people, he gave palakin. Jawanin ko hatti gore budin ko palki. Jawanin ko hatti gore budin ko palki. Nandagara nandabayo jai kaniya lalke. Nandagara nandabayo jai kaniya lal ki. Jai kaniya lal ki, jai kaniya lal ki. Jai kaniya lal ki, jai kaniya lal ki. Nandagara nandabayo jai kaniya lal ki. Oh nandagara nandabayo jai kaniya lal ki. Oh nandagara nandabayo jai kaniya lal ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hari bo, Hari bo, Hari bo, Gor Hari bo. Ni dai Gor Hari bo, Hari bo, Hari bo, Gor Hari bo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Srila Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Srila Prabhupada Follow Nanda Ke Lala Ki, Krishna Kaniya Lala Ki. Hare Krishna. So all the Brijvasis celebrated the birth ceremony of Krishna, dancing and singing in this way. And this is the original Janmashtami song. One time, out of all the material desires in my heart, I had this tiny little spiritual desire that I wanted to see the Janmashtami in Los Angeles, because I heard they block off the street, they get permission from the government, block off the street, and they have butter churning and so many festivals. So many, many, many years ago, I went there. At that time, somebody you all know, Radha Jeevan, he was in charge of life membership. So all around Southern California, there was all these Indian programs for Janmashtami, leading up to Janmashtami. So he was taking me all these programs, and I would sing this song, and people would just go crazy when I would sing this song. So he knew that I knew this song. And it was amazing. We had a booth that they would do all this program in the football field, and they had all these booths all around. And in front of our booth, it would go all the way across the football field and all the way down like that, and the devotees were selling pizza. So anyway, I found out that my dear god brother Narendra Prabhu was in charge of the midnight kirtan. So I figured if I ask for double, I'll get at least half. So I said, the Janmashtami kirtan, can I have, 10 minutes? He said, you can have one mantra like everyone else. Because they do the kirtan, then everybody goes around putting the microphone in front of everyone's, And I said, well, I guess it's not Krishna's will. He doesn't, want me to sing this song. So anyway, after the Abhishek, there's always this dead period, they're drying off the deities and cleaning up and dressing the deities and making the bhog offering. There's this dead period. So during that period, they ordinarily had this horrible thing that we need $25,000 for the outfits for Rukmini Drukadish for the year. So anybody want to give $25,000? We haven't even want to give $25,000. How about $5,000? Anybody want to give $5,000? Horrible thing like $1,000. Oh, Mr. Patel, $1,000. All right, $1,000. Anyone else? Oh, Mr. Agarwal, $1,000. Like that. So Radha Jeevan got up. He said, we need $25,000 for the outfits for the year. That was a long time ago, many, many years ago, 90s. And so while you're making your pledges, Dina Bandhu will sing a song. And I go, oh. So I started singing that song. All the Indian people were crying. The old ladies were crying because this is the old original Janmashtami song. And we just went on singing that song. Then he stopped it. He said, we're a little bit short, so we'll sing a little bit more. Please try to dig down and make it a pledge. And we chanted some more. We collected more than $25,000 very painlessly chanting this beautiful song. And Narendra came up. If I would have known that was going to be the song, I would have, I would have given you 10 minutes. So anyway, in this way, the Brijvasis celebrated the birth celebration of Krishna. And there's one little secret thing. Way in the Dwarka Leela somewhere, or maybe still maturely, that when Krishna went to Sanipani Muni for Gurukul, we know that he gave as Dakshina, he returned the dead sons of Sanipani Muni. So when Krishna got back to Mathura, Devaki said, "For your teacher, you return the sons. What about my sons?" So Krishna called, and all the six sons we know that were killed by cruelly by Kamsa, they all appeared. And milk immediately flowed from Devaki's breast just out of affection. And they all drink that milk. And the verse says that was the Mahaprasad of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Sanatana Goswami explains in the commentary, Tika, that actually when Vasudeva was carrying Vasudeva across the river, Devaki, because how is it prasad? He said, actually, when he was going to carry him across the river, then Devaki thought, that's going to be a long time. He just got born. He hasn't eaten anything. So she suckled him. The secret little thing we find later in the 10th canto, that she suckled Krishna. So therefore, it was the Mahaprasad of Krishna. And by drinking it, they were immediately liberated. So the secret little thing is there later on in the 10th canto. So this is Gokul is a very beautiful place. Of course, we know right after this, shortly after Krishna appeared, then, because in Mathura, we know what happened. Vasudeva took that girl child back to Mathura. He placed it he gave her to a Devaki. And then all the doors automatically shut and all the guards woke up. They heard this baby crying. They went to Kams. Now, Kams was really worried because he was constantly thinking of Krishna. Actually, Kams is so Krishna conscious, I'm envious of him. He was just thinking day and night about Krishna. One day, his servant came with a glass of water, nice silver glass of water and a silver tray. The silver glass was reflecting all the colors of the palace. And Kams just saw something colorful and shiny was coming. He said, "Guards, guards, kill that deuce, kill that rascal. Krishna has come, kill him, kill him." "Are, Maharaj, I just brought your water." Kams, even seeing water, he was seeing Krishna. When I take everybody in Prikama, most of the time in Vrindavan, you know, it's very hot. And the first Hindi word that our foreign devotees learn, "Prabhu, Pani, where's Pani?" There's a difference between us and the six Goswamis. We hear in the Sad Goswami Astika, they were running around Vrindavan. "Hey Radhe, Vraja Devi Ke, Shalalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kuta." They were all also asking where, but they're asking where is Radharani, where is Krishna, are they on the bank of the Jamuna, are they beneath the Kadamba tree in the side of Govardhan Hill? And we're just asking, "Prabhu, where's Pani? Prabhu, where's the bathroom?" That's the difference between us and the six Goswami. I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying? But in relation to... Oh, Kamsa, he saw water. Even seeing water, he was seeing Krishna. His cooks made a nice feast with nice red tomato chutney and orange carrot halava and green palak paneer, and nice yellow puris, and so many things, and they made nice silver tali, silver katoris, glass of water, little flower. He came before Kams, and Kams saw something very shiny and very colorful is coming. He said, "Guards, guards, that rascal has come, kill him, Krishna has come." "All right, Maharaj, I brought your lunch." Kams is so Krishna conscious, even seeing his lunch, he's seeing Krishna. I tell you, when there's a feast on Jamashtami and you see that nice gulab jamun sitting there, do you remember Krishna? Sachbola, tell the truth. Do you remember Krishna? Even seeing his prasadam, Kams was seeing Krishna. He has two wives, Asti and Prati. They decorated themselves very nicely with jewelry and beautiful crowns. They came before their lord. and Kant saw two very colorful personalities are coming. Guards, guards, both have come. Krishna and Baldao, both have come. Both have come. Kill them, kill them.
Hare Maharaj, it's us, your wives.
Now tell me, do you, when you see your wife, do you see Krishna? Kant is so Krishna conscious. Even seeing his wives, he's seeing Krishna and Balaram. But his bhav is pratikul. We know Rupa Goswami said that anukul yena Krishnanu shilanam. We have to be anukul. Hmm? So his bhav is to kill Krishna. So he's not Krishna conscious. So he was really worried. Now the eighth child has come. The guards told him the child is crying. Comes, he can almost, he's almost fainting. He's just so frightened. He got there. And we can just imagine Devaki's there, but it's a girl, but it's a, she's pleading eyes. Kansa is such a demon, we don't even want to imagine what a demon is. Devaki's there, it's a girl, please spare her, please spare her. And he just took that girl from her hands and got ready to smash her on the stone like he did so many children before. And she flew out of his hands and said, Kans, you fool, the child who will kill you has already been born somewhere else. So Kams immediately, he felt so bad. He unlocked Vasudeva and Devaki. He actually begged their forgiveness. He did such horrible things, but still Vasudeva and Devaki, so pious, they forgave him, you know. But immediately he was surrounded by his associates who were all demons. So by the association of Vasudeva, he became a little pious. But by the association of all his associates, then he began to try to kill all the children that had been born. So he called Putana. He told her that she has to go to Braj and kill this rascal Krishna. And Prabhupada explained she was a witch called Kachari who can fly in a branch of tree and they like to drink the blood of little children. Putana, Putana is my name. Eating little children is my game. She was very powerful. She made a beautiful form, very beautiful lady, beautiful sari, beautiful hair, everything very beautiful. And she was twirling a lotus flower. And she entered into Braj, entered into Gokul. And she was so beautiful, even the Brishbhasi didn't suspect anything. That there was any danger. They all began to speculate amongst themselves. It must be Indrani, the wife of Lord Indra, is coming to see Nandalala. No, no, no. It must be Gauri, the wife of Lord Shiva. She's come to see Nandalala. No, 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 she's twirling a lotus flower. It must be Lakshmiji, the consort of Lord Narayan himself. She has come to take darshan of Nandalala. Nobody stopped her. She came to the palace of Nanda Maharaj without even knocking. She entered into the house. And Rohini and Yasoda were sitting there. She was so beautiful that even Mother Yasoda was bewildered. She began to think, am I the mother? Or is she the mother? Is she the mother? Or I the mother? Even Yasoda couldn't believe. And she walked over to the crib where Krishna was lying. And nobody did a thing. Because Mother Yasoda, she's so protective, even her best friends can't see Krishna so easily. Oh, he just woke up, I have to bathe him, you come some other time. Oh, I just fed him, he has to sleep, you come after some time. He has to do this, you come after some. Even her best friends can't see her, and see Nandalala so easily. Now a strange woman, not even knocking the door, walks over, picks Krishna up out of his crib, and Mother Yasoda doesn't do anything. Our acharyas have explained, it can only mean that Krishna expanded his yogamaya potency. And even Putana, looking at this child, she said, oh, this is my cruel death. Even she understood. And she had smeared poison on her breast, enough to kill hundreds of elephants. And she pushed her breast into Krishna's mouth. Now everybody gets to take part in this pastime. Because Prabhupada explains in the Krishna book that Krishna doesn't actually kill the demons. It's the Mahavishnu within Krishna. Krishna himself, he only enjoys loving pastimes. So Krishna, he drank all the milk. Well, first of all, who do we call when there's poison? Who do we call? Who's the poison buster? So Lord Shiva is also there within Krishna. So Lord Shiva, he drank all the poison. Krishna just enjoying, he drank all the milk. Then he called for Mahavishnu. So all three get to take part in this pastime. And Mahavishnu just sucked the life air out of Putana. And she ran to the door and she screamed, "Oh, child, leave me! Leave me!" And it appeared that she went flying through the air, but Krishna knew that she's going to turn into her original form, which is kilometers long. She'll smash the whole of Braj. So he threw her out into the fields. When you're coming from Brahmandagat to Gokul, you see the land goes down like this, and then suddenly it begins to go up like this. And then you see someplace the land is down, someplace it's up, someplace it's down, someplace up. One leg fell over here, one leg fell over there. You can see it's very strange looking land. The Brijbasis told me this is where Putana fell. And Madhya Yasoda fainted away. And they immediately, everyone ran to the fields and they saw Krishna was playing there on the belly of Putana. He was very happy. Just see what I did. But all the Brijbasis were totally frightened. Somehow or other, they made a chain of Brijbasis up. They took Krishna, passed him one to the next, one to the next, one to the next. Finally, into Yasoda's lap, she regained her consciousness. And she began to think, by some pious activity, I got this child after a long, many, many years. Now by some offense, I almost lost him. But by the grace of the Almighty Lord, he's been saved. She doesn't know that Krishna is God. She just loves Krishna. This is a special thing about Braja Prem. They don't know Krishna is God. They just love him. And she began to, with the whisk made from the tail hairs of a cow, she began to put that dust that the cows raise up by their hooves all around Krishna. She began to chant the 12 names of Krishna. Because wherever the names of Krishna are chanted, no boot or prey, no evil spirit, ghosts, witch can stay in that place. And then she began to suckle Krishna. And if the child drinks milk peacefully, it means he's out of danger. So she was very, very happy to see that Krishna was out of danger. So this proves, sometimes people claim that I did this austerity and I became God, or I stuck my finger in the light socket and I flew to the other side, hit my head and realized I was God. But Krishna is always God. Even if he's just a few months, not even a month old, not just a few days old, he killed this horrible demon Putana. Krishna is always God, that he has to become God. Just like in, I grew up and, we went to catechism class. The first thing we learned, God knows everything. And he forgot himself. How is it possible? So these kids in the catechism class, they know more than these big, big Mayavadi philosophers. So Krishna is always God at all times, and he showed it by killing Putana. And even Sukadeva Goswami is totally astounded by this. Because in his commentary, Jiva Goswami explains that she got liberation all the way up to Goloka. Because her previous life, she was either the sister or daughter of Bali Maharaj. Well, some places say daughter, some Puranas say sister. But anyway, so she was the daughter of Bali Maharaj. So when she saw this beautiful Vamandev come, she was so enchanted. She said, "Oh, such a beautiful boy. Who was the fortunate mother that gave birth to this boy and suckled this boy? Oh, I would love to have a little boy like that and suckle him. So Krishna noted it down in his notebook. Hmm? Then when she saw her father wrapped up with the coils of Varuna, the ropes of Varuna, then she said, yes, and if such a son came, I would kill him. Krishna noted it down in his notebook. So Jiva Goswami explains, because of she offered a little milk to Krishna, Krishna accepted that, and she got liberation all the way up to Goloka. But because of that offense, Krishna also noted that. He said, like a nurse, like a mother. Like a mother means nurse. She got a post of like a mother, a nurse in Goloka. But because of her offense, she never gets any direct service to Krishna. And Sukadeva Goswami is so amazed. He says, Putana came to kill Krishna, but she offered a little bit of milk. And Krishna gave her liberation all the way up to Goloka. What will happen to those people who day and night are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and rendering loving service to Krishna? What will happen to them? My goodness, he just exclaims, this is so wonderful thing. So all these pastimes are very, very wonderful. And by hearing all these pastimes, we become free from this material existence. It's like somebody played that nice recording the other day. Prabhupada says, I'm not flattering you, Krishna says. Manmana bhava manbhakti, you become my devotee. Offer obeisance to me. Chant my name. And you will come to me. Krishna says this. So you can go back to home, back to Godhead. So these special days like Balaram appearance and Krishna's Janmashtami, Radhashtami, Nisringadev's appearance, all these are special days to hear and chant the wonderful pastimes of Krishna and become liberated from this miserable material existence and go back to home, back to Godhead. I remember one time I was in L.A. and Prabhupada said, if you just chant 16 rounds and follow the four regular principles, you will go back to home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. Then he looked around, he said, and I guarantee it. And all the boys went, Jai! And Prabhupada looked around a second time, I guarantee it. One time, one devotee from Australia told us a story. This has happened in Melbourne. There was an old temple. There was a very, very high Vyasa-san. And Prabhupada was giving lecture. And it was one of those lectures, if you have a pinch of material desire, you will not go back to home, back to God. If you just have a tiny bit of material desire, you'll stay here in this material world. And he was just hammering on this point, and all the devotees went, hopeless, no hope. The Prabhupada ended his lecture. He saw the hopeless look on all of his disciples. It was a very tall Vyasa. He took one step down. He said, even if you're 90% Krishna conscious, you go back to home, back to Godhead. Devotee said, Jai. Prabhupada took another step down. He said, even 80%, you will go back to home, back to Godhead. And devotee went, Jai. He took another step down. He said, even 75%, but no less. And all the way went, Jai. So the process is guaranteed, and we're getting 25% discount by Prabhupada's brother. Srila Prabhupada ki. So anyway, we'll put our voice to rest here. If anyone has any questions, we can try to answer those questions. Yes?
Online, there's one question.
Okay.
In the maternity house, when Nanda Maharaj came to know the news, was it a Rohini Devi or his sister?
I read that it was Rohini.
Okay. It's a Gopal Champa's sister, so was
it? That's all right.
Okay.
Anyway, somebody was there with a curtain.
In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, translated by Srila Prabhupada, it says that when Vishnu appeared to Devaki and Vasudeva, he was a baby, but he had four arms and there's, you know, description about his hair and what he was wearing. Is there any other occasion where Vishnu appeared as a baby with four arms?
Well, no, he first appeared as four-armed Vishnu form, full size.
Yeah.
Then they prayed to him, you please hide this form. He became a little child that only had that child only. He took away one of his, two of his arms. And Vasudev carried Vasudev across the Jamuna.
I thought it said in the word for word translation that
I don't remember such a
Krishna
thing.
Appeared as a baby with four arms.
All right, maybe.
So is there any other instance of this?
I can't think of one, no.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, thank you for correcting me.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the great class. My question is, it is my understanding that this material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world.
Yes.
Meaning that everything that exists here also exists in the spiritual world.
Mm.
Meaning prasadam. There's prasadam in the spiritual world. Everything in the spiritual world is conscious, is made of spirit energy, is spirit souls. So when we're taking prasadam in the spiritual world, are we eating spirit souls? Are we eating spirit energy?
Well, my older when I joined in Boulder, first they sent me to LA to get trained up because it was freezing cold and we had no money in those days, so they couldn't buy any warm clothes. So my older god brothers in LA told me, the Prabhupada told them that the food jumps right off the plate into your mouth. And he said, in the devotees, they can go to the kalpa vriksha trees and get anything they want. But because they love Krishna, they start cooking from scratch and cook things for Krishna. But they can just go to the kalpa vriksha tree and get gulab jamuns and rasgolas and everything. But they make everything from scratch out of affection for Krishna.
Jai, thank you.
Maybe because it was in a different lifetime, but I heard that Krishna didn't promise Prahlad Maharaj that he wouldn't kill any of his descendants, and so, but she was the sister of Bali Maharaj, Putana, so he killed her with Vishnu.
Interesting, huh?
But maybe it was because she's in a different lifetime, so. Maybe that rule didn't happen then.
I don't have any answer for that. I have to do some more searching. No, but still, just like Prahlad Basura, Krishna wouldn't kill him, so he winked at Balaram, you could take him out. Because he was Sahasik, you know, descendant of Bali Maharaj. If there's no more questions, we can fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of the great personality who's delivering us from this miserable material world and guaranteeing the process and giving us 25% discount. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai, Dinabandhu Prabhu ki.
Oh, my goodness.